Hosts, let's get real. Is your short-term rental truly protected? And no, we're not talking about air cover. That's not your insurance. It's Airbnb's. If you're relying on air cover or a standard homeowner's or landlord policy, you're leaving yourself exposed.
Exactly. Air cover only applies to Airbnb bookings, and you have no control over how claims are handled. You might be thinking, what about my homeowner's or landlord policy? Well, they're not designed for short-term rentals. That means guests cause damage, lost revenue, even liability claims could come out of your pocket.
But here's the solution: Proper Insurance. They offer one complete policy built specifically for short-term rental owners. It replaces inadequate homeowners or landlord coverage and gives you protection for property, liability, and even revenue loss if your rental is out of commission.
What we love about Proper is that they cover every booking, Airbnb, Vrbo, direct bookings, and even protect you during your personal use or vacancy period. Their expertise in short-term rentals mean they understand the unique risks you face as a host.
Don't wait until something happens to realize that you're not covered. Visit www.properinsurance.com/TFE to schedule your free risk assessment today.
Click the link in our show notes or visit www.properinsurance.com/TFE to get started. Proper Insurance will review your current policy, point out any gaps, and help you build a plan to protect your property and income.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor. Choosing the right property management system is a big decision. We did our research. There are so many options and features out there, but we've used Hostfully for years and it's the best fit for our business.
Exactly. Hostfully isn't just a PMS. It is the backbone of how we operate. Managing listings across Airbnb, Vrbo, and Booking.com is seamless, so no double bookings and no stress.
And the custom guidebooks, total game changer. Our guests get everything they need, like check-in details and our favorite restaurant recommendations, before they even have to ask.
Plus, Hostfully integrates with everything: guest screening, payments, and even our in-house damage waiver. It's saved us so much time. And now their new Inbox AI is another time saver. It pulls from our guidebooks, property details, and even the surrounding area to help us respond quickly to guest questions.
TFE listeners get $100 off onboarding with code TFE100 at hostfully.com/TFE. The link's in the show notes, so book your demo today.
Hello, welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Harakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. Let's kick off this episode like we do every week, and that is sharing one of you, our incredible listeners, who is heading over to strshare.com and sharing all the details about your short-term rental so we can share it here on the podcast. And then, who are we sharing this week?
Today, we are sharing at the Onyx Oasis. Again, that's at the Onyx, O-N-Y-X, Oasis. And here is what I want to champion, applaud, and also hosts, give you some homework. I love the pinned comments on this Instagram. The host has done a wonderful job. And if you go to it, if you don't know what a pinned comment is, you'll see that you can pin them to the very top. It's like the three top posts. And it's what you really want to get across when someone lands on your feed for the first time. And so what I love is her three pinned posts. One is an aerial view map, which I think everybody should have this, especially if you have outdoor amenities. And she's calling out her cowboy pool, her lounge chairs, her fire pit, the pergola, her grill, And she also has a little picture of you and your crew. But she just doesn't call those things out. She also adds some copy. She's like, cowboy pool for those hot days, lounge chairs to sunbathe, pergola with seating to catch shade. So she's like invoking these, like, what am I going to do? It's not just the map of the place, but how would it, when and how would I use those? And I just think it is so well done. The next pin post is her, Catherine, meet your host. And it's just like a cute picture of her, so inviting. And she gives a little snippet of who she is. And so I think, you know, telling her story is amazing there. And then last one is like a call to action, like why you should book the Onyx Oasis. And she goes through, it's a carousel, and she gives 10 reasons of why you should
this
book with
good,
her.
This is good, Catherine.
So everyone, please go to the Onyx Oasis. Do yourself this favor. Take a look at her pinned post. Catherine, I know that you're a host and you love to share, so I'm sharing this so other hosts can really take a lesson from you. I think she has crushed these pinned posts in her feed. Well done. Give her a follow. And if you use some of her things for your pinned posts, give her some love too. DM her. Let her know. Really appreciate you coming to the site, sharing your short-term rental, Catherine. Hopefully more of you will, so we can continue to share you here on the episode.
And her carousel, you should see it too. The font size is big and clear. It's good. Like, that was really smart.
Awesome.
All right. So, Annette Grant, this is a solo episode, meaning it's just you and me hanging out, chit-chatting.
Let's do it.
But probably one of our most favorite topics.
Investing.
Yes, but
drum roll, investing in ourselves. We talk so much about investing in real estate here, investing in
your business,
design, investing in your team. And today we want to turn that on its head, because this is, for Sarah and I, it is a core value of us as business partners, friends, as real estate investors, is we truly understand that there is no better investment than investing in ourselves. And we're going to share some of the totals of, of how much this means to us, how much we've actually invested in ourselves together and separately too. So we talk numbers of real estate investment, but we're going to talk about some of those personal development investments too.
What inspired this conversation is that it is the holiday season, and oftentimes we're making lists and there's all these names on our list of people we want to buy gifts for or do something for or support. And very rarely do we find putting ourselves on this list. I know Annette and I just said that investing in ourselves is important, and it is. But I will tell you, sometimes we invest in ourselves when opportunity comes our way. And I would like to be better about, because it's like the oxygen mask rule, where if you put on the oxygen mask to yourself first, you are then prepping yourself to be the best version of yourself to help other people in your life.
I'd say the first 40 years of my life, I was helping to invest in. This was a hard lesson I had to learn, because I was helping so many other people build their businesses, build their portfolios, working, you know, it was great. I mean, I was, you know, getting paid for that, but I didn't see the value quite yet of investing truly in myself just for myself. And so I can share this isn't like it's some easy thing, in that I didn't have a lot of fear when I started to do that or even understand how important it was.
Why, Annette, do you think when you first hear those topics of investing yourself, I feel like one of two things happens. One, someone thinks that it's selfish. I mean, the word selfish is oneself. I know that there are parents out there that feel like, you know, their kids come first, their spouse comes first, right? And then you see them running ragged. Mm-hmm. Or as business owners, right? You take care of your team, you take care of your office, you take care of your customers, your guests, you know, in our world, it's their property. Mm-hmm. But why do we think, when you mention like putting yourself first, it has this like icky feeling to it if you're not careful?
I'm going to go there right now on the female side.
Yeah.
Is we are kind of like born and bred to be caregivers. And it is like, you know, very natural for us too. But I think it's frowned upon. We're just kind of raised that way. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing either, but we're also never really taught that it's okay to invest in yourself. And when I say invest in yourself, like, I think it's at a different level. Like, I'd always been reading books. You know, I do those things. Like, obviously, if you're listening to this podcast, that is investing in yourself.
Yes.
Absolutely. You're taking some time for yourself. You're educating yourself. But I would buy the books. I'd listen to the podcasts, you know, watch the YouTube. But it was that, like, actually paying, like, higher
dollar amount.
That was that transition. But I really think it's more, it's for me, it was just cultural. And
my parents didn't do it. My parents didn't invest in themselves.
No. My parents were busy working.
Absolutely.
And didn't even, and like, they were busy investing in me.
Yeah. They're driving me around.
Yeah.
And they did. Listening to my hopes and dreams.
And investing. Oh my gosh. Like, my parents, thank you, mom and dad.
Yeah. Very, like, grateful for that.
My college, you know, all of my extracurriculars during, like.
It's a privilege. Mm-hmm. And yeah, there are people who don't have a fraction of what the kind of support that I know you got, Annette, growing up, and mm-hmm. what I got growing up. But at the same time, watching them run ragged, and I will tell this to my mom's face, you know what I mean, and my dad's, of like running ragged.
At the cost of their own mental health, physical health, and just like, yeah, I see that. I love this. I actually got this from one of my mentors that I've invested in. And here is the truth about this. When you invest in yourself, you create ripples of transformation that touch every single person in your life. Your growth becomes their inspiration, your joy becomes their possibility, and your evolution creates space for theirs. And I really, really do agree with that 100%.
Well, unpack that a little bit slower. So when you invest in yourself, your growth, so you growing to that next level of yourself, can become their inspiration. Sometimes we feel like when we grow, we feel like we're losing touch with those friends, or we feel that, what's the word I'm looking for? It's like a more of this egotistical thing, mm-hmm. right?
And I'm better than you.
Yes. But flipping the script on that, on like, no, you could become someone's inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So when you invest in your joy, what makes you happy, what tickles you, just, yeah, taking a moment to just be happy creates possibility for someone else when they see you making that a priority and making that important. And then when you have a new chapter in your life, when you become someone else, or you make space for that, how much that could inspire someone else to thrive in their own life.
Absolutely.
And if we don't, if there are friends in your life who see all these things as negatives, then that is a sign that it's time to move on from that friendship.
Had your chapter there.
Close that chapter.
And here's the flip of that. Yes, there's all these amazing things when you do invest in yourself, but let's talk about the consequences when you don't, when you neglect your growth, when you neglect your self-care, like, and this is for you, host. This is what I really want to have you take some deep breaths, because you will burn out if you have not already had some bouts with burnout. I know Sarah and I both have. You start to feel that lack of fulfillment. We've talked to hosts recently who are like, man, I almost wanted to just stop hosting. They needed to refresh their brain and their thoughts about hosting. And then your just energy for everybody else is diminished. Sarah and I have talked to multiple, especially, I'm just going to share it, couples, husband and wife investors, that it has been a struggle for them to, you know, invest in real estate, specifically short-term rentals, try to keep their jobs, their family, and all of it. It's hard. It's hard. And so that's where we also see this investment is like that, not investing also, there are consequences. And I think we've all suffered. We've all suffered them. And I can share what happens is when you start to neglect, it makes it even harder to justify investing in yourself or taking that time for yourself.
There are different areas of personal growth that we believe deserve investing in. Your financial growth, which I think we talk a lot about that on the podcast. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what short-term rentals are. For us, for a lot of us, although you do have to pay attention to it, and I know there's plenty of episodes about quote-unquote knowing your numbers and how that leads to your financial growth. You can't just invest in real estate. You can't just invest in the stock market. You have to understand how that is or is not adding to the richness of your life, of your wealth building strategy, right? Like, so, and that's a lot of time we can get lost in the sauce of like, oh, we bought the property, the underwriting looked good, and then we kind of like step away and expect it to just be this amazing thing. That's where it can cause stress when we don't invest in our financial growth down to revisiting those things that we invested in and making sure mm-hmm. they're still serving us.
Yeah. And investing in yourself, obviously hiring a bookkeeper, a CPA to help you come alongside you. Like, that is an investment to me. That is not
an
expense.
You're not wrong. I met with my CPA with all the different LLCs I have. And it is, when I'm done on those calls, I feel like a new woman because there is clarity, strategy, and being able to talk to someone else who can read these documents, the P&L, the balance sheet, and see something that I don't see. It does feel good.
We had our joint call with a CPA this week, and then I did mine personally. I was feeling myself after. I was like, I am on top of this. Like, it felt really good because I can share everybody. I used to do them on my own. I used to be that person that, like, right before the deadline, or then I had to do extensions. And it just, that empowerment that has been coming from that investment has been huge. And it just gets better and better every single year.
Another little investment I made in my financial growth this past year is something that I've kicked and screamed in opposition of, and it is downloading an app where I can track my personal budget. Because I didn't want to limit myself. I work really hard. I want to make sure that, I mean, we all talk about financial freedom, right? Having some sort of budget that I pay attention to didn't feel like freedom to me. And I'll be honest, I'm not to the point yet where, like, you know, literally I could never not spend all the money that I've made. Like, there is a limit to the money that we've put away. It's not that, though, that I've noticed. It's recognizing patterns. It's staring myself straight in the face at my habits, at what's important to me that maybe I didn't realize. Maybe it's about seeing where money is going. And I'm like, oh, wow, I wish I could really spend money here. So it's like, well, what decisions am I making? And it's kind of like, again, not just it's facts over feelings. It's like, what is actually going on in my personal spending? So, and this is like, I use Rocket Money.
Yep, me too.
And it's like a couple bucks a month. They even let you choose what you want to invest each month, which I thought was really interesting. But it's like $2 a month, something like that.
And if you upgrade, I'm just going to share this. They will do some of the work for you.
Yeah.
Like, Rocket Money went in, they negotiated my AT&T bill.
Yeah, they'll do that.
All right. Like, you do, you pay for the service, but guess what? I didn't have to do it. They can, there's several things that they can negotiate for you. And so they'll actually serve it up to you and say, hey, would you like us to? I think that might be on the pro level. I don't know. But again, the pro level was worth it.
Pro level is like, I think I pay $4 a month.
Okay.
Because you can get it absolutely free.
And what I did,
I upgraded. You can send budgets for every bucket, which I love too.
And I upgraded and they did all the negotiations and I got everything in order. And then I downgraded because I was like, okay, I was feeling myself there. I was like, okay, I got this in order. But yes, that is a simple thing. But like Sarah said too, we get so focused on our businesses sometimes that our personal
business of my personal self goes to the wayside. Physical and mental well-being. So the connection between your health and productivity. Again, I'm definitely at fault for just being like, put your head down, just work harder. And listen, I'm not going to lie. Like, it's worked for me. I've accomplished a lot, both as a student and in the various careers I've been in, but at the cost of being burnt out. And when I think about the cost, it, and I go back and it's not worth it because you feel drained, you feel alone. Then I snap at my friends or my partner. Or, you know what I mean? Like, it's this person, of this version of me. And then when you get in that habit of always being stressed, or, you know, we call it, we do a lot of workshops and we call it your busy badge. You know, when people just say, like, I can't, I'm busy.
No, I refuse to say I'm busy in 2025.
Because I think especially in American culture, it's just like, well, if you're not busy, then like you're lazy.
I had a coach, which this goes back to physical and mental well-being. I actually participate in a membership and I have a life coach. And one day she said, like, she gut punched everybody on the call and was like, if you are busy, it means you are sloppy. You are unorganized. She works 3 days a week. She's her revenue, I'm just going to say, is around $50 million a year. And she's been working on that for like 20 years. But like when she said that, I was like, she not wrong. No. Like that hurt. Everyone can digest that differently. But I thought about that. Like my days should be planned. They should have buffers in them. Like we all know things are going to take longer. Like Sarah and I still look at our calendar every single day and like nothing can happen back to back to back. It's not possible. You can't even be on a Zoom and hang up a Zoom and get on the next one. Like things cannot be on the hour every hour. It just is not possible. So, and this is, I actually caught myself the other day telling somebody I was getting ready to send a text because they wanted to grab coffee with me. And I looked at my calendar and I was like, what I wanted to say is I'm busy. I can't meet you for coffee because my calendar for the next 2 weeks is packed. And instead, I just said, hey, I need to plan in advance for this.
Yeah.
What does your calendar look like in 2 weeks? Because my first reaction was I wanted to tell him I was busy and I couldn't those days. And I was like, let me just rephrase this. It's like, I'm not busy. I planned for those days to be what they were. And that felt so much better.
I also am team. You create your own version of being not busy. And for me, I don't, like you mentioned, your coach is like, she works 3 days and so she's off 4 days. Mm-hmm. To me, that does not sound fun. And that's not a life that I want to design for myself, even after a lot of self-reflection. But for me, I love coming to my work. I love creating, but I need more white space in those days. So if I want to mm-hmm. work 5-6 days a week, but make those work sessions, whether it's like go hard in the morning and then take a nice afternoon where I can actually go to the gym class I want to go to.
Yeah.
And then we do another hour or two, like when I'm feeling inspired, like that to me.
Exactly. Yeah, this and by the way, for everybody out there, she is at the end of her career, had that schedules during children and things like that. So it's like everybody has their different
thing. And for her, that working 3 days and having 4 days off, I just want to normalize those of us out there that don't necessarily need 4 straight days of having.
Well, I don't want to retire. That fire, like financially,
no,
like I want to be financially independent, but I don't want to retire. I want to work.
I want to create.
Yeah. So there you go. We're on the same page there.
For sure.
But physical, mental, and you guys know what you need to do here, whether it's like I have a life coach, whether it's therapy, whether it's a personal trainer, mm-hmm. whether it's just investing in a gym membership. But this is something that puts, even if it's just like YouTube morning yoga, like putting this on your calendar is a game changer for sure.
And again, just before we go on the next one, and to do what's right for you. For years, you know, if you're like me, I listen to all these business podcasts and they talk about, you know, putting yourself first. But then there's this rigid thing I'm supposed to do. And when I do it that way, I will then be a successful business owner. And so I tried to fit this, like, whatever, maybe it was this extensive morning routine, and I couldn't have been more miserable. But you know what I mean?
Oh, like, no, I have a slow morning for sure.
And that's fine. You know what I mean? Like, whatever works for you. But get all the tips and tricks from all the people you look up to. But then create your own version of what works for your body.
For sure.
And your mind, and like what actually invigorates you to put yourself in the best position each day.
Okay.
Growing your team is not just about freeing up your time. It's a sign that your business is really taking off. I know when we finally decided it was time to hire, and it was such a nerve-wracking decision to make. But when we did, we could have never imagined the positive impact it would have on our time and on our goals.
I think a lot of us feel that we should be able to handle everything ourselves, but there's power in knowing when to bring in help. And that's where Extent Team comes in. They're experts in providing remote team members who specialize in hospitality and understand the unique needs of the short-term rental world, like guest communication, reservations, and even bookkeeping.
And here's the thing. Hiring isn't just about doing more. It is about doing better. With a team, you get to focus on what you're great at, while your Extend team member supports you on the rest. It's a win-win that helps you keep growing while keeping your standards high.
So if you're ready to bring on a team member and really level up, check out Extend Team. They make hiring easy, professional, and empowering, and you won't believe how affordable they've made it for hosts with one property or hosts with multiple properties.
Click the link in the show notes to book your free demo today with Extend Team and see how they can support your hosting business. Personal development. This is where maybe we're too heavy in and I don't know. Too heavy
or we just
like it the most.
I don't even think it's called personal. Like, I don't even know if we call it personal development. Well, for you and I know we are, we're addicted to business development.
Okay.
So yeah. I would actually.
Oh, that's, no, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
But to us.
That's personal.
That is our personal development. That is where, and we'll share a little bit right now, that's where Sarah and I, this business development is our personal development. So we have invested heavily in masterminds, in one-on-one coaching courses. We went to a retreat this year. We have done all of those. I actually did some math. And please remember, Sarah and I have been business partners since 2019. And I just did a quick snapshot before we got on this call, because I wanted to share with you guys, like, we are practicing what we preach here of investing in yourselves. And we are at least at around $150,000. And when I say that, that might sound like a large amount. And I kind of like go crazy thinking about it, because that could have been money directly in our pockets. And I even think with Sarah, I'm like, oh my gosh, we could have bought another house. Like, there are things, like, I'm not going to lie and say that for a second, that doesn't go through my head. But I know the compound effect of her and I continuing to invest in ourselves, it is going to just completely make that amount so small. I will never regret any of those dollars that we've spent on our personal slash business development.
Well, I'll listen to these business podcasts. I just listened to one, actually. I'm a big Alex Hormozi fan, you guys. I just discovered him. Annette tried to introduce me to him years ago, and I was like, no, he's a bro.
No, she can't.
But really, yeah.
Check
enjoy.
Out our YouTuber Instagram, and it's on repeat. I'm going to tell Nick about it.
Nick knows. What is the point of that? The point of that is he actually just had a recent episode out about having a meeting with this billionaire business owner who he was very excited to have an afternoon share lunch with. And he shared in this episode his three takeaways from this billionaire business owner. And the one thing that he recognized was this business owner did not take any profits from his mm-hmm. business. He reinvested them back into the business. And so there's plenty of conversations about that. Reinvesting your business profits back into the business so that you can see it grow during your growth period. Maybe it's the first 5 years, maybe it's the first 7 years, or
Absolutely.
Taking a period and doing. But again, going back to this, I called it personal development, but what I really am good at is business development. Mm-hmm. So personally putting dollars back into ourselves, myself, when it's just about being a better human and showing up for myself better. You take that money that you mentioned, Annette, you divide it by the amount of time that we've been in business together, it's $25,000 a year. It is a privilege to be able to spend money on yourself. And I want to recognize that.
Oh, absolutely. And recognize that we have at times made less money than ever because we decided to reinvest in ourselves. I also don't want that.
1,000%.
I don't want that to get lost in the sauce that I've had to go way, way backwards in my earnings. But I know where it's going to take me into the future. So I want to be very transparent about that. The first time I ever invested myself before I met Sarah, I had in between jobs, invested in something that was around $3,000. And I was scared. I put it on a credit card. I was like, who do I think I am? I don't even have a job right now. What am I doing? But I had the desire. I just knew that it was the right thing for me. And funny enough, that investment is an event that I went to that actually I have thanks for visiting. I still have the book where we were journaling business ideas. I want to make sure that that's clear to everybody is I have always sacrificed my own. We've sacrificed maybe paying ourselves or other things. And guess what? You know, I got my Honda. I got my paid off Honda still. I would rather invest in myself than in a new car.
Yeah, and your car looks great. Because I take care of it. I'm taking care of it.
I go to the car wash. I go to Moo Moo.
No, but if you don't mind in it. You know, Annette has brought up God, do I get a new car and put myself in the situation where I feel your four walls do define who you are. And so she's brought up getting a new car. And from her outside, both her business partner, but also her friend, it's it is not a jalopy by any stretch of the imagination.
Oh, it is.
It is tight. It is clean.
It's 10 years old. Can you believe that?
No. And it looks.
I thought it was only 5 years old.
No, that I had to go into a glove compartment and be like, girl, this is from 2013. But it's a great car. So all that to say, it's not like we don't struggle with that balance of be, do, have, right? You want to be that person. So you have to do the things that those people do that you want to be so that you can have the things that they have. Listen, making those decisions is not easy, but it is worth it. And I also want to say, here's also why personal development is hard. Is because when you underwrite a property, there is a spreadsheet. And every guru, including us, has a spreadsheet on underwriting a property. And so you can see what that cash on cash return is or what your ROI is for that investment. It is hard to do that with personal development. All you can do is take the advice of the people who you look up to and that it is worth it. But that is why it's hard to do. And that is why, Annette, I know we're going to get people who have heard how much we've invested in ourselves and going to be like, wow, that's a lot of money.
It's worth every penny. It's worth every penny.
And we don't have a spreadsheet to prove why, but it just is. Yeah, I mean, thanks for visiting. There you go. Last but not least, in terms of the areas in which you can invest in, are your relationships in your community, mm-hmm. which one might argue that's going back to personal development.
Mm-hmm.
But showing up for others, again, showing up for yourself first. But I love that when, your friend wanted to meet you for coffee. It's an important example because I know a lot of us are like, no, I just don't have time for that. I get my head down and I got to work hard.
Oh, but I'll tell you exactly what I did though. I am working, everyone, I'm working with an amazing assistant right now and we are planning my 2025 and I have a personal section of it and it's things that I want to do every month. I want to have coffee with a friend every month. I want to go to dinner with someone every month. Sarah and I want to go to a new pizza joint every month and that is true. But if it doesn't get calendared for me, it doesn't get done. And so that day when my friend wanted to go to coffee and I couldn't, like, I added that. My assistant's name is Sarah also. Sarah and I added to my calendar that it's a part of my, like, must do next year is have coffee with one friend each month. And I need to schedule that ahead of time. So it is important to me and investing myself. And so that investment in myself is that assistant helping me make sure, even personal. And like when I brought her on, I told her that, yes, she was going to help me with business stuff, but there's personal things that I need her to help me with. And she's helping me calendar those dinners, those coffees. I get my nails done now. I never used to do that. Okay. I know. Thank you. You inspired me. And so I do want to share that that has been something that has been, I'll report back after I hopefully check them off for the whole year. But I don't want that to go by again where I really didn't do too many coffees with my friends this year at all.
We're going to change that next year.
Before and it's not just friends. It's like their business. I want to do with like meeting new business people too. So look at me trying to bring business into the personal.
Well, because listen, we love business. That's okay to love it. It is okay to love it. You know what I mean? Like that's our hobby.
I want to network that way too.
But let's, last but not least here, let's talk about community, because this is when I'm like, Thanksgiving, I will volunteer. The holidays, I will volunteer. But what other ways do I show up for the very community that I've decided to live in and thrive in and invest in? How am I giving back to it? Like, how am I showing up to it? And you can do this in so many ways, whether it's like literally like the city in which you live and like showing up to city council meetings. It could be a political situation. It could be just volunteering for an event that's going on in your town. Or it can be like the community of people in which share the same interests as you. But it's funny, I saw this reel on Instagram the other day, and it's this girl who's like laying on the couch and she is exhausted and doesn't feel good. And then the person taking the video is like, well, did you eat healthy food? And she goes, no. Well, have you gotten 8 hours of sleep each night? No. Well, did you go out and get fresh air today? No. Did you hang out with a group of friends that uplift and inspire you? No. You know what I mean? And it was just it was a comment on, you know, we might feel busy or feel exhausted or feel all these things, but we haven't done any of the things that it takes to nourish ourselves. And it's really just as simple as sometimes just going outside and touching grass.
I love that you said that.
I do. Listen, I'm trying to try this whole white space thing.
Hey, hosts. Are you ready to optimize your short-term rental revenue here in 2025?
If your listing isn't converting lookers into bookers, let's figure out why.
We're excited to invite you to our live, booked, and profitable bootcamp from January 8th until January 16th. In this bootcamp, we'll guide you step by step to uncover what it takes to have scroll-stopping photos in 2025. We'll help you understand how to write titles and descriptions that convert. You'll understand what Airbnb's algorithm really wants, and you'll finally understand how to read and track analytics so you can be confident your adjustments are working.
It's live, it's actionable, and by the end of this bootcamp, you'll have a listing that stands out and books up.
Secure your spot with Annette, me, and our in-house revenue manager. We'll have 3 live trainings and a private community so you can get the hands-on help you need every step of the way. Head to thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp to save your spot today.
If you like our podcast, you are going to love this bootcamp opportunity, and we cannot wait to meet you. So head to thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp and make this your most profitable year yet. So we're going to share a couple of things really quickly. Sarah and I, how we've invested in ourselves. One, I'm going to share a book that I think is really great because I struggle with like perfectionism and maybe like going back to trying new things or investing in myself. I would always get really nervous because I didn't know if it worked. It's called Failing Forward. It's by John C. Maxwell. And it's just about failing faster. I think, again, that's kind of like the way I was raised in schooling. It's like you need to get an A+. You need to be perfect before you do anything. And so that has also held me back, I think, from investing in myself before, because I'm like, well, what's the ROI going to be on this? And am I going to be able to squeeze it? It's like now I've changed that to, well, either A, I learned something from everything, and it might just be this is not the thing for me, and I move on to the next instead of ruminating on it. A coaching program or mastermind that elevated my business, I'm going to give her a shout out. That first event that I attended in 2019 was with Shalene Johnson. It was Marketing Impact Academy, and that was awesome. And I've also personally invested in several masterminds outside of Sarah, but I want to give a shout out to that original coaching program with Shalene Johnson, Marketing Impact Academy.
My daily practice. Don't skip that on that, Grant.
My daily practice is it's closing. Sorry, everybody, but I am in the life coach school right now. And I have been going and getting my things printed all year long. I do a daily thought download. Yeah. All right. Maybe not every day. Let me not lie. I miss some days.
For sure. But
I do.
I'll do my daily practice. I don't have daily practice. My daily practice is snuggling with my dogs. And I am obsessed
with it. I don't have any dogs. What's your book?
Okay, my book is, and I'm reading it for the third time.
Ooh.
It's Unreasonable Hospitality.
Oh, God. We'll link to all this below, too.
I don't know how to say his last name. Will Goddara?
Let's go with that. Okay. Sorry, Will, if we botched it.
Why is this book? Listen, everyone, I know that, and you're like, okay, Sarah, hospitality, like, this is literally what you do in your life. Yes, but the book is so much more than that. And I know our entire audience is hospitality enthusiasts and professionals. But it's different. It is about how it's like offering hospitality that you can't systematize or you can't scale, right? It is hospitality that is so personalized, the people in your life, and just flips my brain on like, how can I blow someone's mind today who's not expecting it? Whether it's a guest or my business partner or a team member or someone I don't know. I mean, the example I came up in my head right now is like buying that person's coffee who's behind you in line. Like it's, and that's an easy one, right? But how can you challenge yourself to offer unreasonable hospitality to someone? And so this book for me is just checks myself and reminds myself to give back to my community and give back to the people who lift me up. And in turn, it puts the oxygen mask on my face because you feel so good when you do that. So that's my book. And then right now, we are in a mastermind right now. And I do want to touch on this for a moment. We are in a mastermind right now with Amy Porterfield, which if you don't know who she is, she is an online marketing expert. She's got a podcast, Online Marketing Made Easy. And it helps us, listening to her podcast obviously helps us because we do all have an online business, right? Our rentals are all online and we have to get people to physically buy into our online presence and come visit us in person. But of course, Annette and I also have Thanks for Visiting, and that's how we reach all of you. And like, how can we make sure our messaging reaches those incredible humans and hosts that we want to bring into our world and have these conversations with, right? So Amy's always been this person who has inspired both Annette and myself. Well, there was an opportunity for us to apply to be a part of this group coaching with her, and only one of us could be the one who represented Thanks for Visiting. And Annette was, I mean, you didn't even think about it, you let me be that person who represents Thanks for Visiting in that group. And here's the thing, I know it's about business, but when you surround yourself with other, and this was not an inexpensive mastermind, it is an investment. And yes, we're hoping to get an ROI for our business because you talk about these business strategies from these other women who are making a certain amount of money and it's all around the same.
Oh, we already have. I'm already sold. You've had your in-person and one session, and I think
it was already worth it.
Absolutely.
But also these relationships that I'm building with these human beings I never would have met, it's not from the standpoint of I want to get something out of them. It's from the standpoint of like when I get to pour into them, whether it's personally or professionally, or have an idea for them or just show up for them. This one girl wanted me to show up to, she had an online training and she was nervous, and so it was 8 o'clock at night. She's a masseuse and she teaches people these different techniques, and she just wanted to know like, could anyone just give me feedback on like, because she's by herself.
Sarah will give feedback.
I will give feedback. And I attended the whole thing. And like, I know nothing about massage therapy, but it was just felt, again, unreasonable hospitality. Felt really good to show up for her. Mm-hmm. I met her, a month ago now? We were only 1 month into this membership, or this mastermind. So there we go. Like that's what we're doing.
And her daily practices, like she said, snuggling with her dogs, which are really, really cute.
They're so good.
They are really, really cute.
And they're absolute unhinged monsters that I love so much. So as we wrap up, let's turn it on you, dear listeners, because listening to this is one thing. And if you're like me, when I listen to these podcast episodes where the host kind of shares personal insider secrets or what have you, like I love knowing what other people are doing. It's like walking late at night past people's homes and being able to see
inside
the lights living
on
room.
Yeah.
That's what I feel this episode
not
was.
Not when they're like doing anything freaky, just not like living their lives, like washing the dishes, what are they watching on TV.
I want to see the art in their wall. What paint color did you invest? Like what kind of light fixtures do you have? Like this is what I want to know. That's what this episode feels like up to this point. But now we have to turn it on all of you so you can walk away from this episode. And this is Amy Porterfield, our mastermind leader. She has this acronym DSD, and it stands for do something different to get a different result. So Annette and I, whether it's about business or personal, we're like, we got a DSD. We got to do something different because it's not working. Or we want this new flavor to come in.
We are encouraging you to do something different in 2025 and put yourself first. And we want you to take that time and like, how are you going to invest in yourself next year? We would love for you to email us or send us a DM. Let us know what you're going to do. But that is our mission right now. It's always to up-level hosting. And the only way we're going to be able to up-level hosting is to know that the hosts are taking care of themselves, that they're reinvesting in themselves, because you cannot be the hostess with the mostest when you are running on empty. And I'm telling you, it will trickle down into everything in your life. So again, we want you to do something different. Be bold in putting yourself first next year. Commit to that action. Make a list, like brainstorm what you think it's going to be, then kind of organize that and commit to it. I think that's the other thing too.
You can get excited.
Yeah. But commit to whatever that investing in yourself is, but make sure we've got to make it happen. So it has to be in the calendar. It has to be in your budget of, hey, I'm going to spend XYZ on my personal development for 2025. But you have to identify what you're going to invest in. You know, how are you going to do it and commit to it?
And you don't have to do them all. And you might be showing up today as someone who has a job that they're not thrilled with. And maybe the bank account isn't where you want it to be. Joining a high ticket mastermind may not be your next step, but it might be committing to reading a book or doing some journaling or, again, working out. Maybe that's something I was going to say too. Like I've gotten away from going to the gym and lifting heavy because it's like, well, I could stay home and get some work done instead. But this year I prioritized that. And when I'm working out, I get these great ideas.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So what is that for you? And I know there's gym memberships that vary in pricing. So I don't want the price tag to hold you back. That is an excuse. Mm-hmm. And if you're showing up more advanced in your career, what do you need to do to take that next step?
Yep. And you're going to mess up. You're going to fail. Even if you like whatever you invest in, like, again, it's okay to fail. I always like whenever I invest in something, I'm like, I'm going to show up to every class. I'm going to do every, you know, and then like life happens.
Yeah.
And I don't beat myself up anymore. I just show up at the best I can, like when I can, but obviously calendaring helps. But just knowing right now, I've kind of let that go has been a great investment too.
Speaking about investing in yourself, we're gonna challenge you a little bit. And this is one of the easiest challenges I think we can give you. But we have a way for you to tip your toe in investing yourself when it comes to education and your short-term rental business. Annette, do you want to share with them what we're doing for the first time ever in 2025?
Yes. We are excited to announce we are doing a boot camp in early January, and it is focused on equipping you on how to do your own listing audit. And we want you to join us there. We are going to be deep diving into how we do listing audits. And the goal of this is for you to have the best listing in your area, because if you think about it, it's the only way you're making money. That is your presence online. Your guests are choosing you when they see your listing. We have made this a no-brainer offer. It is only $49. We are going to have multiple trainings. We really want to make sure you make it live. But if not, we're going to record and you will have the replays. And the thing is, this is going to be the gift that keeps on giving. You are going to be equipped to do listing audits just like we do. And you'll be able to repeat this over and over and over again on not just one listing, but all of your listings. And you need to be doing this throughout the year.
Absolutely. And so we'll also have a pop-up Facebook group. So there's going to be a community aspect. Once the training is over for that, we'll have, like Annette said, three live trainings. You can hop into the private Facebook group with Annette and myself and our team, and we can talk about the things we just learned, and you can show us what you're thinking. You can try things out. We're also, one of the trainings is going to be all about analytics and how to actually see if the changes you're making are making a difference. We're not talking about that old useless hack of like adding a word, deleting a word, and pressing save on your Airbnb listing. Like, that doesn't work anymore. We're talking about true listing audits. So go to thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp. thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp. Get signed up, invest in yourself, and start the year off really strong by educating. Get back to the foundations. If you've been hosting for years, I promise you, if you're like me, sometimes your listings can get crusty, dusty, as Annette likes to say. You got to get back to that foundational work. Join us, So low investment, but we're going to pour into you. All right. Is there anything else in it I should say?
That's
about that?
It. Let's go. We're excited to see you. It's going to be very interactive. We're going to be on Zoom. You're going to be able to see up. If you've been listening to the show forever and you want to like be with us on a call, please join us. We cannot wait to see you, to help you, to serve you, and for you to have the best year yet.
With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time. Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.